This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Graduate students at Columbia, Duke, and other places of higher ed are celebrating a labor ruling last night. The National Labor Relations Board has decided that graduate students working as teaching or research assistants at private universities have the right to bargain collectively to organize a union. Students at public institutions can already do this, Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
The petition was filed by students at Columbia University. William A. Herbert is the executive director at the National Center for the Study of Collective Bargaining in Higher Education and the Professions at Hunter College. He says this decision
goes back to basics in that it focuses on the language of the National Labor Relations Act as it defines what an employee is.
The movement for graduate students to unionize started at the University of Wisconsin in 1969, but not a lot of public university graduate students exercise the right. Gary Rhodes is director of the Center for Higher Education at the University of Arizona. He says the decision to open the right up to private institutions could mark a turn.
So what is happening in this decision by the NLRB about private universities is recognizing what has already been recognized for some time in the public sector, at least in many states.
Columbia University issued a statement after the ruling came down, saying that it disagrees with the ruling because of the academic relationship the students have with the university. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.